From ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. Powerful tornadoes tearing across the plains. Hundreds of homes leveled in suburban Oklahoma, Nebraska, Friday.
Brent Richardson saw the massive twister.
We're talking like, it looked like it was a mile and a half wide is what it looked like.
He says some houses in his neighborhood aren't standing anymore. Omaha Police Chief Todd Schmatterer crediting early warning systems with helping to prevent deaths and minimize injuries.
We've been very fortunate with very few injuries. It seems like our warning systems in the city of Omaha have been very effective.
Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Two people with minor injuries in Omaha and more severe weather's in the forecast. The highest tornado threat exists from the Dallas region north to Des Moines, Iowa. Tensions spreading on campuses across the country as students demand to be heard concerning their views on the Israel-Hamas war. 100 people detained as officers cleared an encampment on Northeastern University's Boston campus this morning. ABC's Phil Lipoff is at Columbia University here in New York City where the demonstrations first started.
Some Jewish students saying they feel unsafe with what they have heard at the protests.
On this campus, people chant that Zionists are not welcome, calling on, quote, death to the Jewish state.
Overnight, the university administration condemning such remarks, writing to the campus community, the anti-Semitism being expressed by some individuals is intolerable, and the safety situation has become concerning, particularly with the involvement of individuals not associated with Columbia. Columbia students who are involved in such incidents will be held accountable.
Protesting students are calling on schools to divest from companies that profit from ties to Israel. Arizona Governor Kate Hobbs saying she's deeply concerned about a fiery train derailment on the New Mexico-Arizona state line. The train carrying gasoline and propane when it jumped the tracks, catching fire along Interstate 40. Smoke and flames rising from the car as the governor says she's in contact with Secretary Buttigieg. You're listening to ABC News. New data shows mortgage rates are rising again, topping 7%, the highest level since late last year, making it pretty expensive to buy a home. ABC Business correspondent Alexis Christophorus says, don't expect that to change soon.
Experts I talked to say expect mortgage rates to probably remain high for the rest of the year. It's important to shop around, check out different lenders, and see the best rate that you can negotiate for yourself.
Temporary migrant farm workers will have more legal protections.
Reports of overcrowded farm vehicles and deaths have increased as the number of guest farm workers has risen, officials say. Each year, about 300,000 immigrants, mostly from Mexico, take seasonal jobs on U.S. farms. A new rule from the Labor Department will require farmers to provide vans and buses, seatbelts required. Workers will be protected from employer retaliation if they meet with lawyers or union reps. Some industry groups call the rules excessive. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
After years of delay, Boeing's first human-manned spaceflight is set to launch. Two NASA astronauts have made their way to Cape Canaveral just about a week before the May 6th scheduled launch to the International Space Station. It'll be the first crewed launch for Boeing's Starliner spacecraft. SpaceX has been launching astronauts for NASA since 2020. President Biden and Vice President Harris expected to attend tonight's annual White House Correspondents' Dinner. This year's host, Saturday Night Live's Colin Jost. Dave Packer, ABC News.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.